You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Benchmark equity indices ended Wednesday's trading session in the negative territory. NSE Nifty 50 dipped 148.45 points, or 0.69%, to settle at 21,517.35, while BSE Sensex dropped 535.88 points, or 0.75%, to 71,356.60. The broader indices ended in red, with fall led by mid-cap and small-cap stocks. Bank Nifty Index ended lower, down by 56.70 points, or 0.12%, to settle at 47,704.95. PSU banks and realty stocks outperformed, where IT and metal stocks shed. Bajaj Auto, Adani Enterprise, Adani Ports, and SEZ, Cipla, and ITC were the top gainers on the NSE Nifty 50, while the laggards includes Hindalco Industries, JSW Steel, Tata Steel, LTI Mindtree, and Tech Mahindra. The Indian Volatility Index closed down by 3.30%. Up next, Jefferies has identified Coal India, Hindalco, Tata Steels, and JSW Steels as its top picks in the metal sector. After navigating a challenging fiscal year 2023, Jefferies adopts a cautiously optimistic stance for 2024, anticipating a positive shift in the macroeconomic backdrop. The report says a positive outlook for the metal sectors, foreseeing a growth trajectory with a projected 6-15% compound annual growth rate in volumes over the fiscal years 2024-2026 for the key players, including Coal India, Tata Steel, and JSW Steel. Jefferies' bullish stance on Coal India, projecting earnings per share estimates for fiscal years 2025-26 to be 19-21% above the street estimates. Moving on, the probability of a cut in prices of petrol and diesel ahead of elections has been ruled out by the government. Speaking at a press conference in Delhi, Hardeep Singh Puri, Minister of Petroleum and Natural Gas, said that India was amongst the fastest growing nations globally, and the energy needs too have grown substantially along with this, despite the global turmoil in terms of fuel price hikes seen by developed and even neighboring countries. India has been able to stabilize fuel prices. He said, at present, India is the world's third largest consumer of energy, oil and LPG. The country was the fourth largest LNG importer, refiner and automobile market, which means India's energy needs is immense. In another development, Glenmark Pharmaceuticals has launched a biosimilar of a popular antidiabetic drug, liraglutide, for the first time in India. According to the company's press statement, the drug is being marketed under the brand name Lirafit, following approval from the Drug Controller General of India. Priced at Rs 100 for a standard dose of 1.2 mg per day, this will lower the cost of therapy by approximately 70% and will be available only under prescription. Liraglutide belongs to the class of glucagon-like peptide receptor agonist drugs, which increase glucose-dependent insulin secretion and decrease inappropriate glucagon secretion. It has been approved globally for the management of type 2 diabetes mellitus in adult patients in the United States and EU. Meanwhile, exciting news awaits road travelers as the construction of the 6-lane Delhi-Dehradun Greenfield Access Controlled Expressway is in full throttle. This expressway, spanning 212 kilometers, commences from the Delhi-Mumbai Expressway near Akshardham in Delhi. The expressway will become operational sometime in March this year. The mega project is divided into four sections and will traverse through Shastri Park, Khajuri Khas, the EPE interchange at Kekra in Mandola, Baghpet, Shamli, Saharanpur in UP, finally connecting Dehradun. The initiative aims to significantly reduce travel time. Once completed, the travel duration for Delhi to Haridwar or Dehradun in Uttarakhand will be cut to about 2 hours 30 minutes respectively, a considerable reduction from the current 6 to 5 hour journey. In other news, India's Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index, compiled by S&P Global, was recorded at an 18-month low of 54.9 in December, as against 56 in November. Despite the fall, the HSBC India Manufacturing PMI was indicative of a marked improvement in health of the sector. S&P Global said the HSBC India Manufacturing PMI survey showed the sector still expanding strongly in December, despite a loss of growth momentum. There were softer, albeit sharp, increases in factory orders and output, while business confidence towards the year ahead outlook strengthened. The input costs rose at the second slowest rate in nearly 3.5 years, and charge inflation softened to a 9-month low. Lastly, holding that the power to transfer investigation must be exercised in exceptional circumstances and not in the absence of a cogent justifications, the Supreme Court on Wednesday ruled that it found no grounds to transfer the investigation from SEBI to an SIT in the Adani Heidenberg case. The court said that it is limited in its powers to enter the regulatory framework of SEBI. It also said that there were no valid grounds raised to direct SEBI to revoke its amendments on FPI and LODR regulations. The regulations do not suffer from any infirmities, the court ruled. The verdict was delivered by a bench comprising Chief Justice of India, D.Y. Chandrachud, Justices J.B. Pardiwala and Manoj Mishra. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.